This is Politico Energy. Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron.
Tonight, three American cities now with the worst air quality in the world.
There are still parts of this city, though, where the water is not ankle deep. It is knee and waist deep, particularly around the hospital area.
As cities and states continue to suffer devastation from natural disasters, they are now looking to take legal action against the players all the way at the top of where most carbon emissions start. Big fossil fuel companies.
The city is suing five major oil companies for billions of dollars to pay for the cost of protecting New York City from the effects of climate change. The companies are BP, Chevron, ConocoPhillips, ExxonMobil, and Royal Dutch Shell.
Today, Alex Guillen on the rise in lawsuits against these companies and the battle over which courts will hear this debate. It's Wednesday, September 16th, and I'm Anthony Adragna. I feel like it's been a couple of years since I saw a large number of lawsuits like this, but there's been a wave of cities and states filing lawsuits against the fossil fuel industry over climate change. Why don't you tell us about what we've seen in the last couple of weeks?
It's been going on for a couple of years now, some of these lawsuits. But you're right, just in the last few weeks or months, we've really seen a big pickup on often cities and counties, but also in a few occasions, whole states, suing oil and gas companies and other fossil fuel companies under state law over the effects of climate change. So typically this relies on things like public nuisance laws and other state laws that they're using to go after these companies' contributions to climate change. So for many of these lawsuits, that means trying to extract money from the companies that would pay for adaptation and other climate-related efforts.
Now, we've seen these sorts of lawsuits for a couple of years now. Have any of them been successful to date? And is there any reason to think that this new wave is going to have a different outcome?
The fossil fuel companies who are being sued try to have the cases removed from state court and moved up to federal court. And they argue that climate change is sort of a federal issue, not a state issue, so it should really be handled there. Under federal law, these sort of common law suits probably wouldn't be allowed. The reason actually goes back to the Supreme Court's 2007 ruling in Massachusetts v. EPA. That's the big landmark ruling where they said the Clean Air Act does allow EPA to regulate greenhouse gases. But one of the sort of forgotten issues of that case is that it led to questions about whether states can sue fossil fuel companies directly over their greenhouse gas emissions. And so likely if these cases do get removed to federal courts, that would mean they were blocked, but not necessarily at the state level. So we could see that play out.
And now correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like the Supreme Court is actually going to weigh in the next couple of weeks about whether to take up any of these cases that have been filed. Am I right about that?
That's right. So earlier this summer, one of those cases that was brought by Baltimore actually got appealed to the Supreme Court. Again, just on the question of whether it should be a state or federal matter. And so the Supreme Court is due to decide whether to hear that issue in a few weeks when it returns for its new fall 2020 term. And a lot of people are seeing this Baltimore case as sort of a bellwether. If the court doesn't take it up, it seems unlikely that they would do so for a different case, since these are bringing up a lot of the same jurisdictional issues. And so we should have a decision on that in a month or so.
Also, one of the oldest science publications in the world is making its first ever White House endorsement. Yesterday, the editors of Scientific American announced they're supporting Democratic nominee Joe Biden for president. In explaining their decision, the magazine's editors pointed to President Trump's approach on the COVID-19 pandemic and his skepticism on climate change. In the magazine's October issue, the editors criticized the administration's handling of the pandemic, saying, quote, "At every stage, Trump has rejected the unmistakable lesson that controlling the disease, not downplaying it, is the path to economic reopening and recovery." In contrast, Scientific American praised Biden's environmental and health care platform, saying Biden is, quote, "acutely aware that we must heed the abundant research showing ways to recover from our present crises and successfully cope with future challenges." Subscribe to Politico Energy wherever you listen, and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. If you want more energy news in your inbox, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. Thanks, and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Chevron has spent over $1 billion building one of the largest integrated carbon capture and storage facilities, capable of capturing up to 4 million tons a year. Learn more at chevron.com/possibilities.